From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude this series on the 8th chapter of the book of Romans as he brings the final portion of a message entitled, Five Consequences of Sovereign Grace. The text is verses 31 through 39. Paul began chapter 8 by declaring, There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In verse 31, Paul asked the question, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In answer, Dr. Cairns presented five certainties of sovereign grace, which Paul set forth in the final verses of the chapter. And in the light of those glorious truths, there are precious consequences that follow for all of Christ's redeemed people. First, there's no more subjugation to the devil's domination, nor can any man succeed ultimately in his opposition to God's children. Next, there is no deprivation for God's people, for God has given them all things in Christ. Then, because of what Christ did on the cross, God will accept no accusation against them from either man or the devil. The fourth consequence takes us back to verse 1 of the chapter, no condemnation. The perfection of Christ's atoning work makes that impossible. Finally, we'll see that there is no separation, for nothing can ever separate a believer from God unless it can overthrow what Christ has done. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, one of the many writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Continual Guidance. The text is Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. The Lord shall guide thee continually. What aileth thee? Hast thou lost thy way? Art thou entangled in a dark wood? Canst thou not find thy paths? Stand still and see the salvation of God. He knows the way, and he will direct thee in it if thou cry unto him. Every day brings its own perplexity. How sweet to feel that the guidance of the Lord is continual. If we choose our own way or consult with flesh and blood, we cast off the Lord's guidance. But if we abstain from self-will, then he will direct every step of our road, every hour of the day, and every day of the year, and every year of our life. If we will but be guided, we shall be guided. If we will commit our way unto the Lord, he will direct our course so that we shall not lose ourselves. But note to whom this promise is made. Read the previous verse. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, we must feel for others, and give them not a few dry crusts, but such things as we ourselves would wish to receive. If we show a tender care for our fellow creatures in the hour of their need, then will the Lord attend to our necessities, and make himself our continual guide. Jesus is the leader not of misers, nor of those who oppress the poor, but of the kind and tender-hearted. Such persons are pilgrims who shall never miss their way. Shepherd, go before me, wise and loving guide. I have seen your goodness, proven sure.
Thank you.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
The possibility of our condemnation rests entirely upon the perfection, completeness of the work that Christ performs and continues to perform. perform. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine, alive in him. But who is he? My living head. Do you get it? No condemnation. So many times God's people fall into the trap of, well, look at me. I feel I condemn myself. How can God, who is holy, not condemn me? Because he deals with us in Christ. Can he condemn his own son? Can God ever dismiss the sacrifice of Calvary? Can he ever deny the virtue of the blood? Can he ever countermand that great work of resurrection? Can he ever toss Christ away from the right hand of the Majesty on high? Can he ever turn a deaf ear to the intercessions of the Son of God? If God can do any or all of those, then we can be condemned. But until God can do that, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And that leads to the final great conclusion. No separation. And this is what verses 35 to verse 39, to 39 are all about. He has loved us with an everlasting love. I said last week, he loves us with an unconquerable love. Everything that Christ did and still does expresses and demonstrates that love of God for us. Now here's the great conclusion. Nothing can ever sever a believer from his love unless it first overcome Christ and overthrew all he has ever done. Think of that. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, if this were simply a matter of us loving him, if that's all there were to it, and I could imagine a million things that could sever us from love. But he says, here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. He's the one who took the initiative. This is divine love. And here's the great truth. God is saying, where is there anything in the heavens above, the earth beneath, or hell? Where is there anyone in the angels of glory, the men of earth, or the demons of the pit? Where is there anything in all the circumstances of time, of life with all its perplexities, of death with all its horrors, of eternity? Where is there anything that can ever sever a Christian, foreknown, predestined, called, justified, glorified, in union with Christ? Where is there anything that can sever such an one from the eternal, unchangeable, unconquerable love of God? Where is it? And every demon of the pit slinks away into the darkness in utter defeat and confusion because there is no separation. Is it possible for anything to overcome Christ? Is it possible for anything to overthrow the work that he has forever accomplished? Absolutely not. Therefore, Jesus says in John 10:28, I give unto them, that is my sheep, I give to my sheep eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. What a blessing that is. What a comfort in the dark days when health fails and strength flies away. When you have nothing in yourself to depend on, what a comfort to know none will pluck us out of the Savior's hand. As many of you know, in fact, probably most of you, for you've prayed diligently with us. My brother up in Ohio, he'll kill me for saying this because he'll be watching, is suffering, and for the last number of months has been in very great agony of body. But is suffering from an incurable cancer. He was challenged some time ago when he was physically at his lowest and at his weakest. He was challenged by an unbeliever who said, look at the book of Job. You would think that God had forgotten that he was God. In other words, the devil was calling the tune. Look what Job had to suffer. And Dave said, if that's all you get out of the book of Job, you would need to read it again. Let me tell you what I get from the book of Job. This thrilled my heart, for I'd never heard a preacher conjoin these passages before. He said, when I read the book of Job, I see Satan do his best to snatch Job away. And when he had done it all, he couldn't cut him off from God, because Jesus said, no man shall pluck them out of my hand. It's a testimony you need in life. That's a testimony you need when the chips are down. That's a testimony and an assurance you need when you're facing death. May I ask you tonight, is that your testimony? No separation. Because you see, if you're out of Christ, then the converse of everything I have said tonight is true of you. You are subjugated to every power of sin and hell. You are deprived of all saving goodness and grace. You go right down the line, every accusation stands against you. You are under condemnation from a thrice holy God. And if you die tonight, you'll be separated forever in the outer darkness of a lost eternity. I trust you're saved. This is a whole lot more than religion. It's a whole lot more than being programmed to give the right answers to religious questions. This is our right heart standing with God. Make sure you're saved tonight. When you're saved, then these certainties of sovereign grace with these conclusions and these inevitable consequences of the certainties will be your testimony. You'll be able to come back and say, this is what I say. When I think of all that God has said in Romans 8, this is what I say in response. God is for us. Who can be against us? No subjugation. No deprivation, no accusation, no condemnation, and no separation. We're going home to glory. We're going to be with Christ forever. And there's nothing in heaven, earth, and hell can ever come between Christ and his blood-bought people. May God bless his word to our hearts. May God make you to know that you're in that company of God's redeemed. Do not settle down tonight until you know you're saved, till you're certain that it's well with your soul. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word this evening. How we thank thee for a great Savior and a glorious salvation. What a wonderful thing it is that God did for us guilty sinners. What a glorious salvation. Thank God we're not going to heaven as some sort of second-class citizens. We're not getting in the back door. Bless God we're in Christ. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. What a joy. Justified freely, accepted fully. We thank thee for all the fullness that there is in Christ. Lord, what fullness there is. What blessing there is for life, for health, even in sickness, and in the last article of death. Thank God there's victory even there. Hear our cry tonight. Bless thy word to every heart. Produce fruit for its preaching, in the saving of souls, and in the sanctifying of the people of God. Part us with thy blessing. O Lord, we pray, keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. And grant that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit our Comforter, may be our abiding portion both this Sabbath evening and evermore. We pray, giving thee our thanks. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.